Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Kitchen Politics 123 Radio Show. I'm David Franklin in New Mexico.
Good evening, everyone. This is Lorix Pickup from Michigan. I hope everyone is doing well, and we're ready to go.
Yes, man. It's Open Talk night tonight. It's December 12th, 2022. It's 7:30 on the West Coast and 9:30 on the East Coast. Glad everybody could join us. And special shout out to the troops all over the world who may be listening. Where you are, stay safe. Some of you can't come home, but, you know, we appreciate the job that you're doing as, you know, you're serving in America in Army, Navy, Air Force. You know, you're doing a great job. Keep it up. And a special shout out to Josh Smith and his family in Colorado. You know, Yvette and the kids, Mason and the two girls. The two girls, Mimi and Malia. There you go. Yeah, I have a bad memory. But anyway, number to call tonight, it's open mic night, 515-605-9802. Special shout out to our regular caller, regular listener, Susie, who's on the weather tonight. Stay safe, be well, get better soon. We love when you call in. And we thank everybody for sharing. So we're on facebook.com/kitchenpolitics123. And, you know, when you call in, say first name, where you're calling from, make sure you have no TV or anything that's distracting in the background. If that happens, then we'll just cut you off. All right, ready to rock and roll. The first thing on the agenda is Senator Kyrsten Sinema in Arizona. She has switched from being a Democrat to an independent. And what you think the motives are, Lori, for her switching?
It's hard to say what her motives are. I personally think that she's probably not popular in Arizona and knows it. She's really not a Democrat. A progressive Democrat, so to speak. She's more of a conservative Republican. I mean, it's no big loss because we'll still have the 51 votes in the Senate. But I find it very peculiar that she waited until after the midterm to announce, you know, her plans. Going as an independent. Now, there's only three independents, I believe, in the Senate. So, I don't know exactly what she, you know, what she plans on doing. I think she'll be the third one. Am I correct?
Yeah, she's the third one. Angus King from Maine and Bernie Sanders from Vermont are the other two independents who are this caucus
right.
of Democrats. So,
yes. And, you know, and she does say nothing's going to change for her, you know. But, you know, what it means for the Democrats and the Senate, it you know, not much, I think, is going to change, you know, from their day-to-day work and, you know, and it won't change for, you know, Chuck Schumer. She's still going to hold her Democratic, you know, committee assignments. So, you know, in a way, maybe it'll be better because she was always, her and Manchin always were the two spoilers every time, you know, they wanted to pass something. So maybe it might be a good thing. I'm not really sure. What is your take?
My take on it really is that she's going to be primaried by two popular congressmen who are from Arizona who are Democrats. her mm-hmm. current poll number show that she's 17%. So Republicans hate
very
her guts. Democrats
mm-hmm.
don't really respect her. She started out as a
mm-hmm.
Green Party person. Then she, out of
mm-hmm.
opportunity, she switched to being a liberal slash progressive Democrat. And now because corporations like Big Pharma and insurance
mm-hmm.
put in serious money in our coffers, then, you know,
yeah.
she vote the way they want her to mm-hmm. vote because they're funding her campaign, you know. So
mm-hmm.
she and Mitch McConnell are basically best friends. And she's going to pay a heavy price come 2024 because Arizona don't take that crap lightly, you know. And she running as an independent, and whoever the Democrats choose to run for the U.S. Senate seat, it's going to split the vote and causing Republican, whoever the Republican candidate is, to be, you know, shooing
mm-hmm.
for that Senate seat. And I speculating now that Carrie Lake, the former gubernatorial candidate, who's still screaming
mm-hmm.
and kicking
wailing
that the election was stolen,
yeah.
she may run
yeah.
for the Republican nomination for that U.S. Senate seat. You know, so,
yeah.
you know, what a tragedy it would be losing that seat
yeah.
because Kyrsten Sinema is being selfish, being arrogant, and, you
well,
know, it don't really matter to her. But she actually don't care. And when she lose,
yeah.
or
yeah.
for whatever reason, she's no longer a U.S. senator,
mm-hmm.
then she just got to one of those cushy jobs in Big Pharma because, you know, that big revolving
mm-hmm.
door keep happening where after you serve in Congress, whether the House or Senate, then because
mm-hmm.
of the bidding of these big special interest groups on Capitol Hill,
mm-hmm.
they give you a nice cushy job. You know, so
mm-hmm.
unless that loophole is closed, you know, then, you know, still have people in there going out for their best interests and not interests of the people who elected them.
Yes. Yeah. You know, and like I said, they're going to still maintain the majority on committees. You know, they're going to
mm-hmm.
exercise, you know, they'll still have subpoena power.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to, you know, be able to, you know, clear nominees without discharge votes. So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't think a whole lot is going to change, but you're absolutely right. Her motives are not anything of valor. She's
mm-hmm.
just doing that because, you know, for the reasons that you said, and I agree with you on that. And
mm-hmm.
as far as Carrie Lake goes, she didn't make it for governor. She didn't win. I don't think she'll win,
mm-hmm.
you know, for as senator, as you know, as a senator either. I don't think the people didn't like her much.
Well, they're best split on Democratic votes, so they're just basically handing
mm-hmm.
her the seat if that happens. So I can't
yeah.
really take it lightly saying, oh, she's not
mm-hmm.
going to win. Because she's not really.
Mm-hmm.
Her name is well known. She was a news anchor for years, for almost 30
yeah,
years,
but,
before she ran
mm-hmm.
for the governorship of Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
So with Kyrsten
yep.
Sinema running as an independent and whoever the Democrats choose, they're not necessarily split a Democratic vote. And
mm-hmm.
give Carrie Lake, if she's a nominee for the Republicans, that seat, which we can't have
mm-hmm.
that happen. We can't let that
no.
happen because we need a majority
no.
in the Senate. Speaking
yeah.
of which, a lot of people are against McCarthy to be Speaker of the House. But before we get to
yeah.
that, interesting development. Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, the evangelical
yeah.
Born-again freak show
mm-hmm.
that is in the Republican Party, she's speaking about giving Kyle Rittenhouse Congressional Medal of Freedom for what
yeah.
he did, you know,
mm-hmm.
Murdering
she's
people,
crazy.
Basically. Yeah, she's
yeah.
crazy, and that's vomitous. That's what, you know, what she's trying to do, really, because Kyle Rittenhouse is a murderer, as far as I'm concerned. He belongs
yeah,
in the league with O.J. Simpson and
mm-hmm.
and what that guy who killed that young innocent kid, getting Skippings.
Yeah, I don't remember the
Zimmerman,
name.
George Zimmerman.
Oh,
yeah. She
okay.
belonged to that league.
Florida.
You know,
Florida.
He belonged here.
Yeah.
Yes. You know, why should Rittenhouse get a Congressional Medal of Freedom? You know, that's disgusting, man. Yeah, he got away with murder.
She is basically, she's kind of like. Right now, she's drunk on power. I watched her. I just watched her. She was at a function over the weekend, and it was I believe it was called the New York Young Republican Club is what it was called, and it was New York. And she went up on stage, and she made comments and said that if she had planned the insurrection, that she would have made sure that Trump would have remained in power. And she got applause for that. The things that she says, there's a lot of lies that comes out of her mouth, and they've given her too much leeway in my opinion, and I think it's sickening. She's able to say whatever she wants and get away with it. And it's pretty sick. I just find it, you know, and they're, you know, I'm not calling them MAGA anymore. I am calling them the party of the mob, because that's what they remind me of a mob, just this group of people like McCarthy and Jim Jones and Marjorie Taylor Greene and Lauren. Yeah, I meant to say Jim Jordan and Marjorie Taylor Greene and Bobart. And we can go down the list, you know. I mean, they are like a mob. You know, they all stick together. You know, they have a leader, and they stick together. And their talking points are all basically the same. And they're on the same page with all the lies and the shit that they spew on a daily basis. And I find it horrendous and appalling that this woman can get up on a stage and say something like that. It's sickening, you know, that she can say that if she was in charge of the insurrection, you know, he would still be president if she had her way. I mean, what kind of a representative to our government is she? She's a traitor to our government. She's a fascist.
Yes.
She's a mobster.
And I have that clip. Yeah. Well, you know, mobsters are much better than them, more classy than them. But as you said, Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene was in New York at a Young Republicans Club, 110th annual gala, and she said that she and Steve Bannon organized the January 6th event. They would have won it, and it would have been armed. Marjorie Taylor Greene made those comments December 10th, 2 days ago, in New York City.
Yep.
And here is the appalling clip. Yeah, so she's trying to make a joke out of it, basically, and people applauding and sharing.
Yeah, I couldn't understand it.
Go to hell, Marjorie Greene. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it wasn't coming through clearly. So I will read what she said. She went on to say that, you know, she recounted her, you know, she recounted the insurrection, and that night she talked about it. She said, and then she went on to say, I want to tell you something, and I quote, if Steve Bannon and I had organized that, we would have won. Not to mention, we would have been armed, she said on Saturday. Also criticized going U.S. funding for the war in Ukraine, and called on Republicans to back former President Donald Trump's 2024 campaign. It's just me. You know, all this goes against our fundamental values. I mean, if she wants fascism, get the frickin' hell out of this country. Go someplace where you will be honored because you're not going to be honored here in this country. She needs to shut her mouth.
Yeah, she needs to go to Italy. Yeah, Italy would welcome her in open arms. As we all know,
well,
what's happening in Italy right now.
Yes, I do know. Yes, I do. And it's sad what's going on there as well. And what happened in Germany and, you know, elsewhere. So, yes, it is some sort of a, it must be cool now to be a fascist or something. I don't know what it is about a fascist, because if you're a fascist, you don't have freedom. And you talk about freedom all the time. That's all they talk about.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the same thing. It is not. You know?
I'm not really religious, but if you're Christian, if you're whatever religion you are, you know, more power to you. But don't try and ram it down my throat saying, oh, you have to be this, that, because God says, the Bible says, hey, you know, do you. You know, because America was born on religious freedoms. It was born on blood and slavery and murdering Indians and all that good stuff. I mean, we're supposed to be a beacon of democracy, yes. You know, we've come a long way since 1776. But come on, though. You know, religious freedoms is what, you know, we believe in. And, you know, if people don't believe in religion, no type of religion, then stop trying to ram it down people's throats and bully them with your beliefs, whether it's Christian, Muslim, whatever. You know, it's not right.
Yeah, it's absolutely not right. It's wrong. It is treasonous in my eyes, and somehow they just need to be stopped, and it's not happening. I just want to go back to one Christian cinema. I wanted to talk about what Bernie Sanders, how he feels about her. And he went on to say that Bernie Sanders went on to say that she helped the cinema help sabotage key legislation. And he was on Sunday CNN State of the Union. And he went on to say that the Arizona lawmaker who has undermined the agenda of the Joe Biden White House and other progressives, including and voting down raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour and reforming the Senate filibuster so that voting rights legislation can pass. The independent Bernie Sanders from Vermont, who votes in line with Democratic interests, told the show host Dana Bash that the left-wing party's members in Arizona were not all that enthusiastic about somebody who helped sabotage some of the most important legislation that protects the interests of working families and voting rights and so on. And he went on to say, if Arizona Democrats eventually ran someone to challenge the newly declared independent, I will take a hard look at supporting the candidate, though some are concerned that the hopeful could unwittingly give Republicans an opening. This is kind of talking about what you said, David. I support progressive candidates all over this country, people who have the guts to take on special interests, said Sanders, adding that he wasn't interested in speaking much more on cinema. I don't know what's going to be happening in Arizona. We will see who they nominate. So, in other words, in his eyes, he's not a big loss.
I think that Republicans will go with Carol Dick again. I feel Republicans will go with Carol Dick again. Yeah, Carol Dick is a power-hungry, mad, crazy person.
Oh, yeah, she's filed a lawsuit now. Did you hear that?
But enough of her. Enough of her, because she's an idiot. Enough of Carolee, she's an idiot. Republican lawmaker from Missouri, she cried on the House floor when she was talking about, she's from Missouri. Here it is.
And pray that my colleagues will find the courage to join me in opposing this misguided and this dangerous bill.
What's so dangerous about, you know, people who love each other getting married? They just so happen to be the same sex, same gender. So what? Mm-hmm. It's none of my business. It's nobody's business. Why should get up in arms and, you know, all bent out of shape for that?
These are the same people that are hypocrites. The same people. Hypocrites.
Her nephew came out. His name is Andrew Hertzler. Nephew, Missouri Congresswoman Vicky Hertzler, said it wasn't a big deal that, you know, gay people getting married and all. It's like a big wahoo over nothing.
Yeah, I mean, they just, I don't know if it's just because, you know, they want their 5 minutes of fame. Why do people care about what someone else is doing in their home as long as they're not hurting anyone, abusing anyone, why do they care? I mean, it's no one's business.
Because Republicans, like, the right wing, are obsessed with sex, you know?
Yes, it's just like going back to, you know, Roe versus Wade, you know, what they did with that. And that, once again, is going into someone's life and telling them what to do. When you don't even know that person, you don't know their circumstances, you don't know their lifestyle, you know nothing. And so you feel that you can tell someone else what to do with their life. But I would bet you $1 million that if you try to tell them what to do with their life, holy crap, would the shit hit the fan, it would not happen.
Yeah.
You know, so this is how hypocritical these people are. It's just whatever they feel is going to grab a little bit of attention and, you know what I'm saying.
So. Yeah, they're playing to the base, basically. You know, they're not the base. I mean, there's some good Republicans out there, but they're not speaking up for some reason, whether elected or, you know, the rank and file of the Republican Party. I don't know if they're scared. I don't know if, like... Yeah, so, this is just a passing thing that, you know, this too will come to pass. But I should step up and speak for the party of Ike, because Eisenhower, when he was a leader, warned us about things like this. The military-industrial complex, Barry Goldwater spoke about, you know, the evangelicals taking over the party. You know, come on, the Republican Party is much better than this. You know, they can't be better than this. You know, they used to be, at least.
Yeah, I just don't, you know, it's heartbreaking. We just need some peace in our lives, and they just don't want to give it to us. So Griner got home. In a medical facility in Austin, Texas. She's probably going to have to be, she's getting medical attention, psychiatric attention, you know, being seen for that. Because I'm sure that she's going to have some PTSD from that, I can imagine. So I wish her well. I hope that she recovers, you know, and she can go on with her life, you know, living a full life. And I'm sorry that happened to her. But I'm hoping that the next person that is released is Paul Whelan. He's been there way too long. So the White House right now is, they're convening and planning a session. It was actually today, the session, and it was to discuss steps in securing retired U.S. Marine Paul Whelan's freedom from Russia. An official with the National Security Council confirmed to CBS News. The meeting is part of the Biden administration's continued work on Whelan's case and is routine, according to the official. Whelan, 52, was arrested by Russian authorities at a Moscow hotel in December of 2018 on espionage charges and sentenced to 16 years in prison. He is currently serving his sentence at a remote penal colony. So I do hope that they can, you know, do something for this man. It's sad to have to live.
Yeah, and then my question is, though, why didn't Trump, when he was in there for the last 3 years of Trump's presidency?
Oh, yes.
Trump came out recently saying, oh, you know, he could have done something for Whelan, but chose not to.
Yes, he did.
That's, you know, that's how.
Yes,
he
did. Yes. He absolutely.
Yeah, he didn't want
to
let that gun merchant. He didn't want to let that gun merchant know, according to Trump.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so again, Trump trying to, like, you know, be relevant by saying things like that and being in a story. He's such a narcissist that, you know, when the attention is not on him, you know, he you know, projects himself in any conversation.
I
just wish he had a heart attack and stroke or die. Something, you know? So
absolutely.
There's no redeemable quality about Donald Trump. For real.
No,
you know, you try to find one, but there's none. His kids are a bunch of assholes, you know, especially the Donald Trump Jr. Jesus, he's an asshole, you know?
And Eric
is much too stupid to be, you know, considered even an asshole. Eric is stupid. Don Jr. is an asshole. Ivanka, whatever her name is incompetent, you know, so, and they basically rape, you know, the American government, you know, you're in the White House, have your website up on the White House selling products, hawking products, you know, that's like, that's against the law, but, you know, no charges were pressed. So,
you know,
once again, the Trumps get away with murder.
Yeah, their time is coming. So he went on to say, on Sunday, he was on Truth Social, that's, you know, his little Twitter media, I guess. But he said that what he said was, I turned down a deal with Russia for one-on-one swap of the so-called merchant of death for Paul Whelan. I would have made the deal for 100 people in exchange for someone like that that has killed untold numbers of people with his arms deals. That's what you put on social. Oh, yeah, give me a break, you know.
Yeah, he's full of crap.
He's full of crap, right? What else?
Yeah, because Trump is so full of compassion. Yeah, yeah.
He has no compassion.
Trump is an idiot. Trump is an idiot.
He has no heart. So he can't do anything like that, you know. So I'm just hoping that when these White House officials do their negotiations, and when, you know, President Biden, you know, has part in it, that, you know, this man will be hopefully released within this year, you know, next year, 2023. I really do hope for him and his family. It's just so heartbreaking. You know, he seems. His brother has been, you know, keeping in contact and with the media, and they seem like such a loving family. And I just hope that, you know, that they can come to some sort of an agreement with, you know, who, with Trump. I mean, I'm sorry. I meant with
Putin.
I meant with Putin. Yeah.
Yes. It's open mic night on Putin Politics 123 tonight. And the number to call, ladies and gentlemen, is 515-605-9802. You can like, comment, share, facebook.com/kitchenpolitics123. And remember, when you call and say first name and where you're calling from, we'd love to hear from everybody, no matter your political stripes or your independence. Welcome, caller, to Kitchen Politics 123. What's cooking?
Hi, I'm Khalil. I'm calling from Charlottesville.
Hi, hello. How are you doing? Welcome. What's on your mind tonight?
Thank you. Can I talk about anything that's like pertaining to this show?
Sure.
Yes, we're talking, it's a general open mic night about politics, really. Anything on your mind you can talk about.
One of the things that I noticed is that we have, when it comes to politics on the internet, as far as YouTube, you see like a lot of the people that are against law enforcement on YouTube, they'll make a big fuss when the officer does the right thing, but then when they do the wrong thing, they're either absent or they're agreeing with the officer.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you don't get that up, you don't get that all against the officer thing when they're doing the wrong thing like it is if they're doing the right thing. And something needs to change, because a lot of the people that are like that even would rather officers stop someone who's illegal than stop someone that's like having a gun, waving them around across the street. You know, they'd rather not stop them. And even one of the other ones, I was looking at a video, FBI files Mississippi Burning. The woman was defending the officers that killed those civil rights workers, but then when this guy comes and he brings a gun, the same woman, when the guy comes and brings a gun near a power plant with sunglasses and a bandana trying to stir up a lawsuit, she has something against the police all of a sudden. It's like, why is it that people like that, you know, because YouTube didn't used to be like that. When the officer was doing the right thing, they would get praised, but when they were doing the wrong thing, they would get, you know, fired. Or they would get, you know, heat on them. And it's like, it feels like YouTube is becoming like a place for like criminals and people who only support law when it benefits them. And I feel that some type of, you know, I'm not saying that if it was one way or the other, I'm not saying that there needs to be an investigation, but if they're going to be tying up the police line for officers doing the right thing, but they're not going to say anything when they do the wrong thing, something needs to be done about that, and they need to have need to be investigated if they're going to be doing that type of stuff. I wouldn't say that if that was just their opinion, but if they're wasting time with stuff that's nonsense, but they're not saying anything about things that are actually a problem, something needs to be done about that.
Yeah, I'm not sure that, you know, I'm following your logic, because to me, YouTube is a good thing. You know, when you have the right as a United States citizen to film police, and they have their recording equipment on their person, you know, or they're supposed to have it on when they make a traffic stop or whatever, you know, so it goes both ways, really. And
But
when you get the whole background of the story, you know, everybody have their cameras on, and some people, some police people, policemen, women, abuse their authority. So it's a good thing when the person we stopped, you know, have recording, because some police are abusive, some police are great people, you know.
No, what I'm saying is when the officer actually is abusive, they don't go against the officer like they would if they're doing the right thing. It's like the priorities are so mixed up, and they crawl, flood, and back up all these lines where people need help when they're doing the right thing, but when they're doing the wrong thing, they're either silent or they're in cahoots with the officer when the officer is doing the wrong thing.
Are you talking like, do you mean the police department, like the a police chief or lieutenant, you know, are you saying that when they investigate, they basically always are siding with the police officer? Is that what you're trying to say?
No, I'm saying the people that comment and watch. I'm saying the people that comment and watch the videos always siding with the bad police officers, but you don't get a bunch of them siding with the officers that do the right thing, the commenters and the people that watch the video.
Well, you know, that's, unfortunately, that's nothing new. You know, police officers have had a bad rap for many, many years, and not all police officers are bad, and there's a lot of good police officers out there. But unfortunately, you know, in the past few years, or maybe, you know, past many years, a lot of police officers are, I feel, not trained properly. And they do not know how to handle some situations. And things go awry. You know, they go bad. They turn bad. They go bad. And for that reason, you know, the police officer looks like the bad guy trying to do a good thing. if you follow my logic.
Yeah, but it's just strange how when they actually arrest someone for filming misconduct or they rough up a 10-year-old, they're defended. But when they actually stop someone that actually has a weapon or someone that's actually trying to provoke them to get a lawsuit, even them just doing something like chewing gum, people just start to nitpick. They just nitpick at the littlest things. It's like, you know, they're just as worse as some of the politicians and some of the family value people.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have their priorities in check. They just nitpick when they don't do anything wrong. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Even like the wearing sunglasses, they just try to find any little thing to try to fault the officer when they're doing the right thing, but when they're doing the wrong thing, it's almost like you're scared of the actual bad cops or the criminals. Because
mm-hmm.
mm-hmm. if you're not afraid of bad cops, why are you going to tie up the line when the officer's doing the right thing? To me, if that was just their opinion, that'd be one thing, but if they're going to actually do that type of stuff, then to me something needs to be done about some of the commenters on YouTube, because that's when it makes it hard for accountability, because the bad officers know that they're going to get defended, and the people that bother the good officers know that they're going to get defended when it should be the other way around. You get my drift?
I get what you're saying, but, you know, what you're trying to do is regulate free speech, and any person can sit behind a computer and make statements mm-hmm. and try to gaslight the situation. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, I get what you're saying totally, but, you know, we can't have that where, you know, we're trying to regulate what people say, you know?
No, I'm not just talking about that. I'm just saying if they were caught flooding the police department, which is illegal, that's what I'm talking
mm-hmm.
about, you know, when they're doing
mm-hmm.
nothing wrong. I'm just,
mm-hmm.
I'm not saying anything about just the comments. It's just like when they caught flood the police department, to me that's illegal and that shouldn't be, you know? You're call flooding a police department, wasting time over something that's not important when there's actual bad misconduct out there. And even if it is misconduct, you shouldn't call flood the police department, but the worst thing you can do is call flood them and make it hard for people to make 911 calls when they're doing nothing wrong. That's what
right,
I'm talking about.
Right.
I'm not talking about just the statement alone.
Yeah, they've talked about charging people here in Michigan, in the Detroit area, because there's so many 911 calls for situations that are really not 911, and
yeah.
It puts quite a strain, you know, on the department. And, you know, and then if someone really does need, you know, help, that officer, those officers are maybe, you know, it's this other call where, you know, it was something that they didn't really need help with. So
yes.
I get what you're saying.
Yeah, and they give out the actual operators' numbers, the people who want to start stuff. They even roll it up on the screen, the actual operators' numbers, so they don't have
to
call 911. So they even call from out of state mm-hmm. and tie up the lines for the operators.
Uh-huh.
When the officer's mm-hmm. doing nothing wrong. But like I said, when they actually do something wrong, they act like cowards. You know,
yeah.
like, mm-hmm. if you're going to tie up the lines, at least do it right. But don't tie up lines,
mm-hmm.
period. But, I mean, it just makes me kind of, it's bad enough you tie up lines, period, but when you wait until you're going to nitpick about something,
mm-hmm.
that just shows you, to me, that's more of in line, that's more of a reason why we don't have, why it's hard for us to get accountability. Because too many people
mm-hmm.
are so into themselves, into causing confusion and hate, they don't look at other people.
Well, you know, it all goes back to, you know, police officers. There's a negative atmosphere around a police officer, or aura, I should say, to begin with. And a lot of the stories that are put on the news, you know, has not helped, but they have to be put on the news because they have to have, you know, these police officers that take advantage, and you know, they have to be called out. And then the good ones, you know, there are good police officers that do good things.
Right.
I mean, I know a story from last week of a police officer that did a beautiful thing, and you know, for no reason, and just to help somebody. So, you know, it goes, that will not be put on YouTube, and that won't go in the news, and it won't be on your local news station, you know. Very rarely does that.
But even if it is put on YouTube, even if it is put on YouTube, it's not going to get the officer is not going to get the support that the actual officers that's doing wrong are going to get. And like, basically, like you're punishing, you're rewarding bad behavior, but your support, you're not rewarding good behavior. That's what I see it.
If you think about it now, everything is like that right now. Bad behavior is, if you think about what's going on in this country and the things that are happening on a daily basis, bad behavior is gratified. People like it. And they get restaurants, you know, they yell at, you know, the servers, they're rude to the waitresses, the food gets thrown in their face. I mean, the list goes on and on. Bad behavior gets a lot of attention, and it gets a lot of clicks, doesn't it?
Yeah, just like with reality shows, it's like the people who compare reality TV to, like, movies, to me, it's kind of stupid, because basically, like, what you're saying is you're going to use your real name in the real location, but then you're going to go on shows like Tyra Banks. But then you're going to equate yourself to an actor. It's like, it's not the same thing. People are not going to hate you for a movie.
Yeah.
So,
it's the way it is in this country right now. I mean, bad behavior is almost rewarded. And I don't mean rewarded by a medal. It's just that people enjoy watching. Okay, take a Karen, for instance. They like watching a Karen, you know, go off on somebody for no reason. They like that. You know, you follow my logic of what I'm trying to say to you?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
The negativity is what sells and gets clicks and all that stuff.
Yeah. So that must be what's going on YouTube.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sure.
So what do you think?
It goes on everywhere.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What do you think about the recent midterm elections in your state? Did Democrats do well in your state? What's the mood like in your state politically?
I haven't been paying attention, but I know, like, we haven't been in certain cities, like, as far as immigration goes, like, in Alamar County, the politics of immigration is, like, they don't call ICE or INS on the illegals in Charlottesville, but they do it in the county of Albemarle. And it depends on which district you're in. And, like, Charlottesville is a progressive district. And basically, like, it's the same thing with the death penalty. We don't have the death penalty here in Charlottesville or Albemarle County.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as, like, having stuff like immigration, it's split up in the district. You see, Charlottesville's not like a lot of places. Charlottesville, you got Albemarle County, and you got Charlottesville, which is sits inside Albemarle County. But then Charlottesville and Albemarle County don't work together as much as, let's say, Fresno, let's say Multnomah County and Portland.
Mm-hmm.
They don't work together as closely, depending on where you are. Most places they don't.
Mm-hmm. So what do you feel about immigration as an American? Do you think immigrants should be allowed to come in a quota system?
Well, what I feel is we need to stop. If we don't want these people to come in here illegally, or we don't want these people to come in, don't mess up their countries and don't say you want them to come legally if you don't want them to come. You know, leave their countries alone and don't be two-faced.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, absolutely right.
I agree with you.
Absolutely. You hit the nail right on the head.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, and then the people complain that people complain nothing. Some people complain that nothing gets done, but then they don't want immigration reform. It's like, how do you how do you complain about nothing being done when there's going to be legalized immigrants and we're going to fix the system? But it's just that they don't want what they, if they don't, it's like they don't want it fully to be on their way. You know, even
yeah.
if it's a compromise, they don't want it.
They don't want the compromise. They only want their side.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They only,
their way or the
they
highway.
Only, yeah,
yeah,
their way yeah, or the highway. Absolutely. Absolutely.
So it makes me mad. It makes me mad when they say nothing's being done, because it's like it's just that nothing's being done that you want fully done. It's not that
right.
nothing's been done.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. There's always something to stop the process.
Yeah.
Things have been undone from the Trump administration, I believe, right? Am I right, David? Things happened with the immigrants.
Yeah.
Yes. He changed mm-hmm. some stuff, and, you know, they have to work to get it back now. So, yeah, you're
mm-hmm.
absolutely right. And it depends on who's in power as well. And that should
yeah.
not be
mm-hmm.
like that. It should not be like that
mm-hmm.
at all. You know,
yeah.
And there's so many things in this country that are like that.
Yeah.
Everything is a power struggle.
Yeah.
And, you know, 11 days ago, Joe Biden and Democrats put forward legislation proposing new ID cards for undocumented immigrants. That was something Republicans were for when George W. Bush was president. But since
mm-hmm.
Trump came in, they're against it, and because Joe Biden and Democrats put it forward now, something that they originated, they're against it,
mm-hmm.
you know? So,
mm-hmm.
you know, I mean, there's no working with Republicans, or a majority of them in the House especially, because, you know, Trump made a statement in 2016 when he was running saying that, oh, you know, he wouldn't have a problem if immigrants were coming from Norway, Denmark, Sweden. You know, hey, it's white people, but, you know, Haitian boat people, Colombians, Jamaicans, whomever, you know, people from quote-unquote shithole countries. That's according to Trump,
mm-hmm.
not me. That's quoting what Trump
yep.
said. People from shithole countries should stay where they are. I mean,
mm-hmm.
you know, we don't need somebody like Donald Trump in the White House again. He's deplorable.
No.
He's despicable. There's no redeemable quality about Donald Trump. And hopefully the Republicans will choose him in 2024 because he's a destructive force. And he should be in prison for what he did. All right, Carla, thank you so much for calling in. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so
thank
much.
You.
It was nice
right,
hearing
yes,
you.
I'm seeing
mm-hmm. Yes, man. Yeah, that was a new caller. We love new callers. And he made some
mm-hmm.
good points about immigration
mm-hmm.
or about, you know, police and, you know, we as,
you know,
citizens.
You know, he did have a
mm-hmm.
point. I mean, I have to agree because he's right. Well, you know, there's good and bad in everything. We have good and bad in our government. We have good and bad people that work in different, you know, lines of work, good lawyers, bad lawyers,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying. So I think what he's trying to say is that on YouTube, even if there is a good cop on there, they're not getting any gratification, but the bad cops
mm-hmm.
are getting the gratification, and he doesn't think that's right. I kind of agree
mm-hmm.
with that, you know, but like I said,
mm-hmm.
what gets attention is the negativity, and, you know, that's what's getting the attention right now. You know, the more crazy
mm-hmm.
you can be, the more attention you will get.
Yes, yes. Thanks to Donald Trump and his gaslighting.
A shame, but it's true, though. You know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What do you think about the attack on the power grid in, I think it was in
North Carolina.
Hmm?
Yes, the FBI is on it. The FBI is
mm-hmm.
on it. And if I read correctly, one person has been taken in for questioning
mm-hmm.
the right wing in North Carolina. There you go again, the
mm-hmm.
right wing freaks. You know,
they're
causing trouble because they didn't win an election. They want to sabotage
mm-hmm.
whole America. They're praising
mm-hmm.
Vladimir Putin and a Russian invasion of Ukraine. You know, I mean,
mm-hmm.
things that would make Ronald Reagan and George Bush Sr. and even Nixon turn over in the grave to what the Republican Party has become. You know,
mm-hmm.
you know, they have this thing where, oh, we won the election, and yeah, democracy is great. you know.
Mm-hmm.
And if they lose like they did in 2020 and in 2022 mm-hmm. during the midterms, where since 1934 no sitting U.S. president in his first term ever mm-hmm. retained seats and even gained one seat in the U.S. Senate. 1934 mm-hmm. to know. Now, so Joe Biden made history. You know, so, you know, if it do, yeah. if an election don't work out for Republicans, oh, we'll have to change the system. You know,
yeah.
democracy is bad yeah. and, you know, the praising authoritarianism, the praising burning books, you know, banning
well, the,
books.
The
and,
thing
you,
that bothers me about this attack on the grid is mm-hmm. what's to stop them from doing it again? Because what they're saying is that it's these neo-Nazi groups actually celebrated the attack on the power
mm-hmm.
grid and called for more similar attacks in major cities. The right-wing
mm-hmm.
groups have talked about such attacks. The news comes
mm-hmm.
as the Department of Homeland Security renamed a national, and they did put out a warning a few weeks ago. They were right about
mm-hmm.
it, warning of mm-hmm. the threat of domestic terrorism, but I never thought about attacking the power grid, but that's pretty, you know, and it says, although Moore County Sheriff, that is the grid where they shut out the grid, officers and law enforcement, including the FBI, have not yet discovered a motive for the attack. Suspicion centered has one right-wing backlash over a drag show set to be held in Sunrise Theater in Southern Pines, North Carolina. They think that may have been the motive. Since the attack, which saw two power substations damaged by gunfire, plunging around 45,000 homes and businesses into darkness, Duke Energy said. The neo-Nazi groups largely rejoiced over the attack. One Telegram post by such a group called the attack a magnificent act of sabotage, adding it was a beautiful escalation in a wider culture war, according to the reporting by Newsweek. And then another neo-Nazi publication said that these attacks will only continue. If events like the drag show continue to be held post, then they are going to continue to attack the power grid. I mean, and then it went on to say, others suggested attacks targeting New York and Washington, D.C., where populations were not the white majority. So
mm-hmm.
I'm a little bit worried about it. So, you know.
Yeah,
also,
I'm not worried about it. The FBI will get these bastards, throw them in prison where they belong.
Yeah.
Because
it's
a federal offense for what they're doing.
Of course,
domestic terrorism, right there.
It's terrorism. Actually, you're right. So
yeah,
Oregon,
domestic terrorism.
Yes, Oregon and Washington have reported physical attacks on substations using hand tools, arson,
mm-hmm.
firearms, and chains, possibly
mm-hmm.
in response to an online call for attacks of critical infrastructure. So let's see where this
mm-hmm.
gets us pretty soon.
Yeah. Okay. Number to call, 515-605-9802. We love hearing from everybody. We're at facebook.com/kitchenpolitics123. You're listening to Kitchen Politics 123 Radio Show with David Franklin and Laura Pickham. We're not anti-social, just anti-stupid. And we're cooking tonight for a third caller from Michigan. Hello,
mm-hmm.
caller. Welcome to Kitchen Politics 123. What's cooking?
It's Susan. How you doing today?
Oh, Susie, are you feeling better?
Yeah,
huh?
Still got a cough. We'll see how I go.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My poor granddaughter's got a head attempt tonight, so I
yeah,
hope she feels better. The crud's going around.
Yeah, it is.
Since it's over, I mean, I know it was open mic. I was
mm-hmm.
looking through the news on the phone. One of the things, you know, a lot of the problems are the Supreme Court,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
they've been messing where they shouldn't, you know, like Thomas and his wife Jenny and all that crap.
Yeah.
Kavanaugh mm-hmm. attended a party at the home of Matt Shepplatt, who is the chairman of a conservative political action coalition, the CPAC. And then attendees included Stephen Miller, whose group America First Legal Foundation has interest in cases now pending before the court. They said that Kavanaugh's party going raises questions about the justices' personal relationship crossing the line and becoming problematic. So they're messing where they don't belong. And they're not abiding by the rules of lower courts, it seems like.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
So do you think some of the Supreme Court justices are being bribed?
They're rubbing elbows with the far right and stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they're getting influenced in their decisions.
Mm-hmm. I kind of think rubbing elbows. I do. I wouldn't put that past any of them, especially the new ones that, you know, Kavanaugh and, I keep on saying, and Justice Thomas, he needs to go down. But
yeah, because his wife is so involved, they're opening up an investigation on her.
Well, I think all of this is, you know, going to come to a boil, and eventually they will take that up, because that is something I think that needs to be taken, you know, up. And I know that it should be, you know, addressed. And, I mean, if it was anybody else, I think, you know, if it was the Republicans in power, I mean, being that the Democrats are in power, I guess what I'm trying to say, being that the Democrats are in power, they're not going to go after Justice Thomas. I just don't think they will. I think they've got too many other irons in the fire right now, and I think they're just going to wait and see. But, I mean, time is running short, because January, when did they come into power? January what?
21st? I think January 3rd or 4th.
Okay, yeah. So, you know, time is of essence right now. It truly is. But, you know, our special counsel, Smith, I think he is moving pretty fast since Thanksgiving.
Yeah, he is. He's doing good things.
He's on a mission. I don't think he's messing around.
They gathered all that information already, you know, multiple times. Yeah. You know, the January 6th committee and the Justice Department, they've been at it a while, and they just showed them all the stuff they have, because they've been working on this for a long time.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. It's going to hit the fan, hopefully, shortly.
Mm-hmm. Oh, before I forget, ladies, do you know that in 2000, on this day in 2000, December 12th, the Supreme Court ruled that George W. Bush got the Electoral College votes needed to be president? And Al Gore conceded like a gentleman, and I think Donald Trump could learn a lot from Al Gore what he did.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
Al
Gore could have been an asshole like Trump, but the diplomat and the gentleman that Al Gore is, he conceded. That's what our democracy is about.
I was sad on that day. I don't think we would have gone to Iraq and all that if it was Gore in office instead of Trump.
Yeah,
I
Iraq had nothing to do with 9/11. But what happened is why we went to Iraq is because Saddam Hussein threatened George Bush Sr. With assassination. So George W. took it personal and said, okay, here what, you have to go. You threatened my daddy, you bastard. Yeah, so basically that was it. And the falsely claim that Saddam Hussein and Osama bin Laden worked together, which the two men from, when you look on the history and everything, hated each other. There are two different type of Muslims, Shia and Sunni, and those factions hate each other. The approach to Islam is different by both men. So, when Dick Cheney said, they're working cahoots to bring down the Twin Towers, that was a whole bunch of baloney and rubbish.
Well, isn't Cheney the one with the weapons of mass destruction?
Yes, that was one of the excuses. I had different, well, 19 different
that
excuses why
excuse.
I didn't do it. Right.
The weapon of mass
yeah.
destruction. I
yeah, that had 19 different excuses to invade Iraq.
Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to go back to Mr. Smith for a minute. Just
mm-hmm.
a couple of things that he did since Thanksgiving. He brought a number of cases close to Trump associates before a grand jury in Washington, including two former White House lawyers, three of Trump's closest aides, his former speechwriter, Stephen Miller. He also issued a flurry of subpoenas, including to election officials in the battleground states where Trump tried to overturn his loss in 2020. Smith takes over a staff that's already nearly the size of Robert Mueller's team of lawyers who worked on the Russia probe, a team of 20 prosecutors investigating January the 6th, and the effort to overturn the 2020 election are in process of moving to work under Smith. So that's really good news.
Yeah, it is.
Really good
yes, it
news.
Is.
And I know that he, you know, he's not here in the state because he's recovering from a biking accident.
Mm-hmm.
So he's
but
working.
He's working.
He's still in Europe recovering. But, yeah, but he's still working. So, hey,
hello.
We'll take it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yes. Jack Smith will get Trump eventually. That's the hope, really. Because Donald Trump incited those rioters, you know,
mm-hmm.
and somebody has to pay, you know. I mean, there's so many laws that Trump broke. And up to now, they haven't held responsible for anything. You know, so they're
mm-hmm.
getting off scot-free. But Jack Smith, let's go through Jack Smith's resume. 1999
mm-hmm.
to 2008, he was a U.S. Assistant U.S. Attorney for East District
mm-hmm.
of New York. 2008
mm-hmm.
to 2010, he served as International Criminal Court on War Crimes for The Hague. 2010 to 2015, he was Chief DOJ Public Integrity Section. 2015, he was appointed Assistant U.S. Attorney for Middle District of Tennessee. And today, he's Chief Prosecutor for Special Court at The Hague for Kosovo War Crimes. So, and his latest thing, as you say, is investigating Donald Trump and all his misdeeds and everything. So he has a strong resume, and, you know, he doesn't
yes,
back down and put in the crap from anybody, whether Democrat, Republican.
Mm-hmm.
And he's even-keeled where he doesn't take sides.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
He's thawing in investigations, and he isn't afraid to, like, you know, call out anybody for the misdeeds.
Yeah, you better believe it.
Mm-hmm.
I really can't wait.
His former lawyer, hitman or whatever, Cohen, was saying that he, I can't say his name, you know, the former one, the orange one,
mm-hmm.
is really
mm-hmm.
getting nervous and up
mm-hmm.
against the wall right now because he's got it coming
mm-hmm.
from every side, New York,
mm-hmm.
taxes,
yep.
fraud, you name it, he's got it. And you know what? They ought to send him the bill from when he was in office. Him and his kids ran up bills for the Secret Service that were astronomical. They took trips all over his asshole junior went to Africa, and he had to have the Secret
yeah.
Service. They went skiing.
Oh, yeah.
They went all over his golf courses. And they charged them, they could stay at Mar-a-Lago, but look what they charged them. It's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
we paid
mm-hmm.
for it. They ought to
yeah.
charge him for all that.
Yeah,
and the nerve of Donald Trump to use the American presidency as a get-out-of-jail-free card, you know, is the most
mm-hmm.
offensive thing, you know,
mm-hmm.
in the institution of a presidency. Imagine if Barack Obama did mm-hmm. that, or Bill Clinton, or any Democrat. You know, they'd be
yeah.
up in arms.
Yeah.
You know, they'd be in the streets marching and burning down things.
And that's the only reason he wants to run for 24 is because he thinks that if I get into the, campaign, they can't serve me with papers or throw me in jail. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
That's
mm-hmm.
the only reason
mm-hmm.
he's doing it.
Yeah. Well, oh, and remember, don't forget your thought, Laura. Remember I was saying at the top of the show, Kyle Rittenhouse, the murdering bastard from Wisconsin. If you want to look it up, people listening, it's HR6070, where Marjorie Taylor Greene introduced legislation to award him the Congressional Gold Medal of Freedom. It is HR6070. So they're going to bring it
That's
up again
ridiculous.
Since the majority. Yes, it is. Yep. It is.
Rittenhouse
well, who next?
Should be
Give
in jail.
Simpson, that Congressional
he should
gold
be
medal.
In prison for killing people.
Yeah, he should be. You know, what next? Yep. Give an O.J. Simpson a Medal of Freedom or that rat bastard that killed, what's his name? Zimmerman, George Zimmerman.
Yep.
You know, this is all out of whack, man. Everything is crazy in this country. Why? Because right-wing fanatics, the QAnon people, the MAGATs, you know, the ridiculousness has to stop. People are fed up with it. It's a joke. We have to turn a joke into democracy. Mm-hmm. We can do better than this.
Yep.
Come on now.
Yeah, Green is one of the nuttier ones. Her with Trump and Bobart. Oh, my God. What the hell they're doing in office?
Marjorie Taylor Greene is actually dangerous.
Yes, she is.
I mean, she is dangerous because she does have a following. She really does. And I believe that coming, you know, 2023, that she's going to be a problem. She is going to be a big problem. So I don't know how that can be corrected, but it's going to be a problem.
Yeah,
she have all the power.
He is supposed to kiss her butt so he can get to be Speaker of the House.
Yeah, he's not going to get them any further because a lot of Republicans in the Crazy Caucus already spoke publicly saying that under no circumstances will they support Kevin McCarthy. So who we have left? We have Jim Jordan. Jim Jordan is the next whack job who condoned child rapism in Ohio when he was a wrestling coach. He knew what was going on, but covered for the coach was raping those little boys. And he ran on family values. Lauren Boebert, her husband, flashed his penis to underage girls at the bowling alley, got arrested and everything.
Yeah.
You know, hey, she's up for Speaker of the House. God help
Did
us.
Did she lose her restaurant and all of a sudden she's really rich while she's in Congress?
Yeah, exactly. In 2 years. How the hell does that happen? Oh, geez, not a guess. Special interest.
You think
the
she's
right
gone
laws.
Off?
Oh, yeah. Just like the so-called Democrat in Arizona, Kristen Gillibrand. No, I keep saying Gillibrand. Kristen Sinema.
Yeah, that's another
you know,
one.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Not
you know, they need to shut that revolving door.
Manchin, the same thing.
Bought
off by the coal company,
they need
the
to make
oil
a law.
Company.
Yeah. But can I make a point? They need to have that law where to close that loophole, where if you're serving Congress, you know, after you finish serving, whether you're defeated or retired, you cannot get a job with any special interests, whether it's left or right. Because when you're in there and these special interests pump money in your campaign, you know, you're not looking out for the best interests of the people who elected you. You know,
exactly.
these companies, you know, financing your campaign. And so they even write the laws. And some of these politicians, whether Democrat, Republican, don't read the laws, but because they're pumping money in the campaign, they say, oh, yeah, I'll vote yes. You know, screwing over the working class and middle class families of this country. Enough is enough. It has to stop. You know,
the trouble is the ones that got to make the law are the ones that are making the money off of it. How are you going to get Congress to change the laws? It has to be a third party somewhere that forces them to do it. I don't know how. I mean, we got that problem in Michigan. We got the worst transparency law, and they're trying to change it now. But, you know, are they going to vote for it when it cuts them off from the meal tickets? I don't know.
And it's like asking Congress to vote against insider trading. They won't do it. Why? Because a lot of them, Democrats, Republicans, you know, so what was going on, and, you know, to sell the shares because I know the stock I got own, make a whole heap of money while the average person, you know, suck salt from a wooden spoon because I don't know the inside what happening. And they're not privy to such information. You know, so all that have to stop. And that's why people get fed up with politics and say, oh, you know, both parties are the same, which are, they're not. There are, you know, differences between Democrats and Republicans. But it's like honor among thieves, basically. You know,
yep.
Until we get
exactly.
certain things passed and, you know, hold feet to the fire certain politicians on both sides, then, you know, things will start getting done again. Because we can do better than what we're having now in America. We can do much better than this.
I know. I don't understand. I mean, what is the Republican Party for? They were against Obamacare, but never, after all these years, having come up with anything to use instead to help people.
Mm-hmm.
Why? They said they want to lower prescription prices. They haven't done crap.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what
they voted against it.
Yeah.
They voted against it, you know?
Why?
They voted against baby
they?
Food.
They
yeah,
don't
exactly.
do anything.
Exactly.
They're sitting in office making money off of the big corporations and doing nothing
mm-hmm.
for the people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. It's heart-rending, gut-wrenching.
It is. You work your ass off all
mm-hmm.
All your life. You put money in Social Security and Medicare, and the thing that the Republicans want to do is cut back on it. It's not their money. It's
mm-hmm.
our money. You don't touch my money.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Does it make sense?
Exactly. Exactly. Do you think
next
the Republicans... Oh, go ahead, Lori.
That's okay. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Insist.
No, it's just a whole different topic. So just finish what you were saying.
I lost my train of thought, no.
Sorry. Dominion is suing Murdoch and Fox.
Fox News.
For $1.6 billion in a defamation lawsuit.
God, I hope he wins.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that Dominion wins this case. So,
aren't they suing Bannon and the pillow guy, too?
Yeah, no kidding.
Mike Lindell, my pillow guy.
Yeah,
the pillow guy, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And Bannon,
so Robert,
because he's always mouthing off. And then the InfoWars guy, too.
Mm-hmm.
Alex Jones.
They
Alex
all
Jones.
Lie. They get up there and they say what they want. They can't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to prove what you say. That's, I hope this lawsuit goes through so that would be the end of the bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
He lost, and he's bankrupt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he lost, but now he's bankrupted himself. So, but with Fox News now, it's reported recently that Sean Hannity and a couple other people, the CEO of Fox News, I can't remember her name, they scrubbed their email servers because they had correspondence to, you know, how they were going to say Dominion voting system was a farce and how they cheated Republicans and it flipped votes for Democrats. And, you know, in a pre-hearing, both attorneys agreed that they'll, show what information they have, you know, and then Fox News went in to the email server and, rubbed out any evidence that they're colluding with each other to bring down or try to bring down the Dominion voting system. You know, they're saying Chavez in Colombia was one of the creators for Dominion voting system, which is rubbish. I mean, you know, the guy dead for nearly a decade, had nothing to do with it, but yet still, the fear-mongering by Fox News. You know, I mean,
yeah,
there's
too
always,
many people
has to
who
be some
believe
sort of
that bullshit, too, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
They're the
exactly.
same ones that go online and on the far-right sites and believe all that crap, and that's what we got. And that's happening in Europe, and that's why they're having
mm-hmm.
problems, because they can go up there and say anything they want, and people believe it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They're prejudiced, so
yeah,
they gang up, you know? It's scary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. It's pushing on conspiracy theories that have been, you know, like debunked several times. QAnon, you know, the saying that JFK Jr. is still alive and may run as Trump's running mate
oh,
in 2024. All this nonsense. And what's scary about it is 20% of Americans believe this rubbish. 20%. You know
understand.
How much millions of people that is? You know, I don't know. That's why we need a strong public education.
I don't understand
mm-hmm.
at all. I mean, this is crazy
mm-hmm.
crap. And if you
mm-hmm.
just read the regular news or watch ABC, CBS, they're not, you know, biased. They're not one way or the other. They just report the news. If you just look at
mm-hmm.
that, why would you believe the other junk?
Mm-hmm.
You have
different sources, not necessarily mainstream media, but other sources, good, credible sources. You know, but the right wing have this agenda where they instigate things and push certain conspiracies, knowing that their audience are like the bottom of the barrel for the most part, and like fringe elements of society who have no critical thinking whatsoever. And when they hear things, they just grab onto it and say, oh, yes, you know, Democrats are evil, baby-eating, you know, homosexual worshiping devils, demons. You know? No concept of critical thinking.
I don't know how they can
people.
Believe all that junk. I mean,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Mm-hmm. And when you add religion to the
so
whole
out
mix,
there.
And when you add religion to the mix now, it just gets even more muddier and more crazier. You know, there's no critical thinking in religion. Because I follow one book, yeah, the Bible says, and that's it. You know, science is wrong, and, you know, that there's no reasoning with, you know, religious people. Yeah, I can't do it. I tried, but I can't do it. What do you think about Ukrainian president and his wife getting Time Person of the Year? Wasn't that a good thing, Lori and Susie?
Yes.
Yes,
very good.
Absolutely, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. It did much deserve.
Do you think the war coming to an end, or it's a stalemate now because Putin is running out of options and the economy of Russia is tanking? You know, eventually people will turn against them because a lot of soldiers not even fighting when they're going over there now. They're being drafted and they're not fighting for Russia.
Plus, they got the mercenaries, too, you know, that they
mm-hmm.
hired. And they're just
mm-hmm.
going there and
mm-hmm.
doing horrible things. And he's bombing
yeah.
he's bombing the electric grid, the schools, the hospitals, the people's houses. They're
mm-hmm.
not military targets.
mm-hmm.
Excuse
mm-hmm.
me. He's doing war crimes constantly. They just got to get off the, you know, NATO and whatever, UN, have to get off their asses and start putting them, you know, the screws to Russia, because this is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yes, it is. Well, you know, I'm proud of Germany for what Germany did with their neo-Nazis when they tried to come together and do an overthrow of that government in Germany. You know, a lot of people were rounded up and arrested promptly for insurrection against the German government. Why can't we have that here? We'll have somewhat of it here. But it's the small fry, not the big fish going to prison. You know?
I know. I mean, they got them on video attacking the Capitol. They arrested, I mean, there's
mm-hmm.
over 600 that they are trying, you know,
mm-hmm.
and the head of QAnon in the United States, they got him.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying,
mm-hmm.
but it's taking forever. They did, you know, they didn't act first. They went later. You know what I mean? Germany
mm-hmm.
went first and before they had a
mm-hmm.
chance to attack anything,
mm-hmm.
which is a good thing. But, you know, can you imagine the hell that it was?
mm-hmm.
What everybody would have said? What? We're back to the Nazi times in the United States. They're arresting people, right?
Speaking of international news, in Iran, they're turning to public executions for the men and women out there protesting, wearing hijabs and women's rights and, you know, rights of people, basically. You know, and it's enraging Iranians even more because, you know, they're sick of the theocracy that's been there since 1979 when Ayatollah Khamenei took over. You know, if America wants to see what a theocracy looks like, look at Pakistan and look at Iran. They really want a Christian Taliban to take over America and have an authoritarian government under an idiot like Trump. I hope not. God, that's what we'll have to look forward to. It's scary.
There's going to be a second execution linked to the protests in Iran. 23
mm-hmm.
years old. Is going to be executed within a week. So and the EU is going to impose more sanctions on Iran because they ban,
mm-hmm.
you know, they ban, you know. So, yes. The Republic on Monday, all they did, they hung him, a man in public
mm-hmm.
who media said had been convicted of killing two members of the security forces. The second
mm-hmm.
execution in last week of people involved in protests against Iran's
mm-hmm.
ruling theocracy. Nationwide unrest
mm-hmm.
erupted 3 months ago after the death while in detention of a 22-year-old Kurdish Iranian woman,
mm-hmm.
Masha, who was arrested by morality police enforcing the Islamic
mm-hmm.
Republic's mandatory dress code law. The demonstrations
mm-hmm.
have turned into a popular revolt by furious from all layers of society, posing one of the most significant challenges to the elite since 1979 Islamic Revolution.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
This is going to be a struggle. I don't think that these people are going to give up. It's horrible what's going on. And, yes,
mm-hmm.
all you have to do is look around the world and see, you know, what a dictatorship is, what theocracy is, what fascism
mm-hmm.
is. You just have to take a look around and see what countries are going through and just say, you know, we are here in this country and we are so spoiled and don't really, and we take our democracy for granted in this
mm-hmm.
country. People
mm-hmm.
are not informed. They don't even know who's running in their district. They don't even know who their congressman is. They don't know who their senator is. Some don't know who
mm-hmm.
the governor is.
I know, isn't that sad?
It's very sad, and then and the list, and it goes on and on like that. So, yes, education is really important. You know, civics is very important.
Mm-hmm.
More of all
do
of that.
Do they even teach civics in schools anymore? That's a thing. That's my question. Do they teach civics in public schools anymore?
I think so. They used to when I used to teach.
I don't
mm-hmm.
know anymore.
But,
they
you know,
do.
It's been a long time.
You know, the curriculum is not planned by the teachers. It's, you know, I know that they have geography. I know they have history. I don't know if they have a civics class anymore. And, you know, a civics class is really important to have. It's a,
mm-hmm.
an important they used to also have.
It teaches
students.
You how the government is supposed to run.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
and
the way
mm-hmm.
it was set up in the Constitution and explaining that to the kids,
yeah.
that they, you know.
I know that
mm-hmm.
they, yeah, I know that they still have student government in schools, in middle school and in high school, and that is a good
mm-hmm.
Experience because it does teach you, you know, about
mm-hmm.
just giving and taking and making you know, different rules for the other students and listening to them and, you know, trying to
mm-hmm.
get new, you know, their dress code changed or what, you know, things like that. And it just teaches you what democracy is. So that's a much needed. Absolutely. So, and I think Mark, I'm going to just change for a moment. And I think Mark Meadows is going to be in trouble. They have over 100 texters now. Not all for Mark Meadows, but all different Republicans. But he exchanged texts with 34 members of Congress about the plans to overturn the 2020 election. And he wants to be Speaker of the House, too, you know. I mean, come on. I'm getting Mark Meadows confused. He was the chief of staff is what he was.
Yeah, so, Mark Meadows was chief of staff.
He was the chief of staff. We were just talking that. I mean, that within itself has to tell you something. And they have all these, and they do have all these texts. And so they're part of what, you know, Mark Meadows set the House Select Committee investigating the January 6th attack that obtained by TPM for more information on the story behind the text log and our procedures for publishing the messages. So what happened was one message identified as coming from Rep. Ralph Norman to Meadows on January 17, 2021, 3 days before Joe Biden was set to take office. And this is what he wrote. Mark, in seeing what's happening so quickly and reading about the Dominion lawsuits attempting to stop any meaningful investigation, we are at a point of no return in saving our republic. Our last hope is invoking martial law. Please urge the president to do so. This is what was going on behind the scenes. They did want martial law, you know.
Yeah.
They did.
Yeah.
The only good thing about the internet and the phones and texts, you can't get rid of it. They can always dig it up. And this might be our saving grace because they got proof of what was going on behind the scenes that we didn't know.
Right. Yes. 515-605-9802 is the number you call. We're at facebook.com/kitchenpolitics123. We're not anti-social, just anti-stupid. We cook every Monday and Thursday night, 9:30 p.m. Eastern, 7:30 p.m. Mountain Time on the West Coast. We love everybody calling in, going on our Facebook page, you know, leaving a comment, either criticism or, you know, accolades. We appreciate the feedback. And we're working on the website real hard. We want to have merchandise that everybody could, like, you know, if you like coffee, we have coffee mugs, T-shirts, baseball caps. Start out with those three things and see where it goes from there. But we'll have somebody on the line from Michigan. We'll have Madeline. Madeline calling from Michigan. What's cooking tonight,
hello,
Madeline?
Everybody.
Hi,
hello,
Madeline.
Hello.
Hi, Susie. Where's... Hi, Lori.
Hi. What's up?
What's cooking? Too much is cooking. Mark Meadows had to go to the grand jury, absolutely. So how does that get communicated to the whole country so they get informed? I bet you there, other than us diehards, the getting the communication out there on things is just unbelievable how this country can't do it. I mean, it was on TV, it was on a radio, it's on Facebook, and yet you're right. What went on behind closed doors and we didn't know is jaw-dropping to me. And how close we came. I'm just by listening to what is being peeled away like an onion, all these layers.
Well, our Christmas present is going to come early because on December 21st, the January 6th Commission is going to have their report. It'll be on television again, and we'll all be able to see how all the onions are peeled, Madeline. And they will be peeled. Yay.
P.O. Box is back.
Pardon?
And time.
Yeah.
It's amazing how long this has taken. And that judge in Florida, she got her pants left, but she delayed. You know, that was a whole 3 month delay, and I think that was her sole purpose.
Yeah. Well, you know what?
That's
Trump,
all her purpose
Donald
was.
Trump. Yeah, Donald Trump is worse than Richard Nixon ever was. At least Richard Nixon had had defense to resign. You know?
Yep. There isn't even...
And Trump thinks this is right to be president.
Absolutely. Trump is a Hitler. And you can't convince
I want to be Hitler. No, he's
I want to be Hitler, yes. But he's, in his head, he is Hitler. You see where I'm going with this? In his head, what he does is okay because Hitler would condone it. That's what's scary about Trump.
Trump can't be a dictator. He'll just be a figurehead because he's just dumb. You know, Eric, in that sense, took after Donald Trump, his father, because, you know, when you hear Eric Trump speak, you know, my God, I'm like, wow, you know.
It gives you a headache. My head's going to explode. When I think of some of the stuff that they haven't talked about yet, like, why would you, Melania, how could you tolerate a man? He buried his ex-wife in the golf course that you and your husband probably share custody of in your paperwork, whatever. I mean, who does that? And what's in there? That's what I want to know. I'll bet you she's not even there.
That question anytime.
The thing is, she's cremated. She's cremated. So why didn't it take 15 people or more
to
lift
carry
that
the casket?
Coffin?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. What's in that casket? I wonder.
Thank you. And it's private property now, you know. And because of
that
it's private property.
Trump's home was private property, so that does not matter. So, and I think if have kind of...
But you have to have probable cause when it comes to the first one.
Well, they will. It's coming. They will. I have faith. They will. And I do believe that, you know, I mean, we said this a long time ago. I couldn't understand as well why it took all those people to carry a casket of someone that was cremated.
Yeah,
and
but
why
you think of the bump up press, Lori. What's going to happen? You think that he was tweeting when he got all the denials from the judges? He was all his motions. You think he lost his mind on too social? Then he was screaming.
Mm-hmm.
He was calling Jack Smith. Imagine if you go and get a search warrant and dig her up. What would happen? I don't know if the Ripper.
I hope they. I don't know.
I just insane.
Yeah. Well. Mm. Oh, if
think
they have to, they will. That's all.
Oh,
I mean,
if they have to, they will. I agree. I don't think they'll have a second thought.
If they feel that it's the right thing to do for, you know.
Well, you and I think that absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I agree wholeheartedly. It's what will that incite? I think that, I don't know, the kids would be involved. Oh, my Lord. It would be a shit show, bottom line.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys think that if Trump thinks he's getting surrounded and wind up in jail, prison terms and all that, he will take off either to AU or Russia or North Korea and hide, and that he has secrets that he could sell his freedom?
Of course. Yeah.
Yeah? You think?
Since they found the
papers.
I think he's already thought about that escape route. I really do.
He would have. He's a mastermind at deceit. Of course.
Yeah.
I agree, Lori.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. I absolutely think that
Plan B is already out there. Oh yeah.
But don't think if we're thinking like that, don't think that they're not thinking like that, because they are thinking like that as well.
Absolutely.
So, like I said, you can run but you can't hide. So, and I don't see him, it's not Mar-a-Lago in you know, in those other countries. That's for sure. Oh. So, but like I said,
there's one thing I learned in retail is that you want to catch a thief, you got to think like one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, of course you do.
He always wanted that deal of Trump Tower in Moscow, remember?
Yeah.
Plan
B's out there.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
It's out there. Oh, yeah, there's a plan B for sure.
That's right.
Oh, speaking of another idiot that today, the former chief of FTX, you know, the Bitcoin guy, they just busted him in Bahamas and extradited
him.
Because he filed bankruptcy.
Oh, yeah, he was running a Ponzi scheme, basically, where he wrongfully invested in different stocks around the place and lost, you know, money that people invested in his company.
Plus he kept a few billion for himself, you know, at the end. He was, you know, oh, we're bankrupt, okay. But he took off with a bunch of money. So coming back to the United States, whether he wants to or not.
Oh, too bad.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
You know? Yeah. His name is Sam Bankman-Fried. He was arrested in the U.S. and Bahamas request. So, according to Washington Post, the FXT cryptocurrency exchange that slated to testify in congressional committees next Tuesday, which is tomorrow. So, Sam Bankman-Fried was arrested by U.S. prosecutors, filed an indictment against him. And he gave up and was arrested without incident just after 6 p.m. today. At his apartment complex in Nassau, Bahamas. The arrest marked a major step in the investigation into Bankman-Fried and FTX. The founder and his company has been under intense scrutiny since November, when over a period of several days he sought to bail out from competing exchanges and then filed for bankruptcy after FTX was unable to honor customers' withdrawal requests, you know. Yes, yeah, so $3 billion was lost.
$32 billion bankruptcies. $32 billion in bankruptcy.
Wow.
Yep, that's what he filed for. Not that he's getting it, but, that's what I wrote. I go, holy crap, $32
billion? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Oh.
Wow.
Here's a question.
That's a lot of goddamn money.
June. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, no, it's like a lot of money, $32 billion.
It's unconscionable. It's not you can't even fathom having that kind of money.
Yeah. Anyway, there it is. We have 20 minutes to wrap up. Yeah, go ahead. Make one more point, and then we'll have to wrap up because we have just over 20 minutes.
Did you talk about the party that Friday night that Kavanaugh was at? And he was there with – you already talked about that? Okay.
Yeah, we did. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
With the lovely Stephen Miller.
Yo, I hate that piece of garbage, yeah.
God, it's so creepy.
Okay, well, then I'll say goodnight, guys.
All right.
Take
Thank
care.
You so much for calling in. We appreciate it.
Thanks for calling in, guys. Take Thank care.
You. I'll say
Bye-bye.
Goodnight, too. Good
night.
Show, you guys.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, ma'am.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Yes, man. So that's two Michigan calls. Again, facebook.com/kitchenpolitics123. We're going to work on a website, and hopefully in the new year, by New Year's, we'll have a new website up and running with coffee mugs, T-shirts, and baseball caps for the fans. Out there, a growing number of people been asking, what the show is about. Basically, you could go on our Blog Talk Radio website and, it details, what we're about. Well, the progressive agenda is what we're about. Mm. We talk progressive politics, how America can move forward, how the Republicans have turned into this fascist, ultra-right-wing fringe party. We know that good Republicans do exist, but, they're not showing up themselves. Lynn Chain tried, but she got booted out in the primary.
They're hiding. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
I want
to
say
they're too embarrassed to come out.
who knows? They're probably just, you know, biding time. I don't know what they're doing. It's kind of crazy, isn't it? The ones that have been there and I truly love what they're doing, or at least seem to love what they're doing, being taken over by this, by these
fascists.
Mobs.
Fascism.
Yeah.
It's fascism.
Yeah. I don't think
a mob is fascism. You know, a mob is putting it up. Fascism.
They're traitors.
Call it
what they're traitors. I find that they're traitors as well. But you know what? Elon Musk really, really pissed me off today, because he tweeted something about he is going to release evidence that could put Anthony Fauci, behind bars. You know, what is with him? Why is he all of a sudden, and his new pronoun is prosecute Fauci. What does he have against him? I mean, what did he do except save millions of lives? He put countless amount of hours in, day after day after day, and put up with the freaking Trump administration that were a bunch of morons that let millions of people die. And then we had this asshole, Elon Musk, making comments like this and adding fuel to the fire. Why?
Yeah, basically they're just catering to their I'll tell you why, because they're catering to the lowest law in the Republican the people who follow them. They're scumbags, the lowest of the low in society. With no critical thinking.
He's taking Twitter to it. I mean, I have a Twitter account, but I don't go on there much. I find it just, I don't know. It's okay, but the thing is that a lot of people do Twitter for business reasons. There's a lot of reasons people use Twitter. And he's taking it down into the dumps. He's destroying it. Is he doing it on purpose? Who in their right mind wants to be on Twitter if it's nothing but garbage on there and constant arguing, you know?
Not to mention the anti-Semitism.
Yes. So what is wrong with him? That's what I'm asking. I don't understand how he gets off on this stuff. I mean, does he really want to lose $44 billion? I mean...
$44 billion is probably chump change to him.
Not really. It's a lot of chump change. You know, I don't know about that.
No, to him, that may be chump change. That's what I'm saying. You know.
Yeah, I understand. I'm not sure what he's worth, so you might be right. But I find it appalling.
Yeah.
And he is, and he is receiving backlash for that comment. He is. So I hope that it bites them in the ass. I really do.
Yeah. Yeah, let's not waste any time with Elon Musk. He's a waste of time just like Donald Trump. We spoke about these two people long enough. Okay, the upcoming week now, what do you expect with, you know, going into Christmas? They're on Christmas break coming up. Again, the Congress have a break. I wish I had a job like that where you get paid $145,000 a year.
Yep.
You can break anytime you want. You have medical benefits, dental, 24/7 for life, 24/7 Capitol Police protection. You know, that's a cushy job, you know?
Yeah.
I'd love a job like that, you know, but hey. You know, you have to have a GED to be a congressperson. Look at Boebert, for example. She tried four times to get
amazing,
her GED.
Isn't that amazing?
Lauren Boebert is one of the biggest fools in Congress now. And that child rapist, Matt Gaetz, my God. You know, Democrats dropped the ball in terms of not investigating him because the receipts are there that he took underage girls across state lines and had sex with them, paid them money, you know, the same evidence, you know, the same evidence that his wingman got 11 years in prison for. So is Matt Gaetz above the law? Is Donald Trump above the law? Are Republicans above the law? You know, this is why we can have nice things in America, because shit like this happened. You know, just get swept on a rug, and the body, no big fish get caught up in a crossfire and go to prison and suffer for it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a joke. The justice system is a joke from the Supreme Court right now. It's a goddamn joke.
Yeah. You know, we were talking earlier in the show a little bit. We touched upon immigration. And I just wanted to talk about this article because there are two senators right now that are trying to find a compromise so they can finally strike an immigration deal. And the reason that they want to do this, one of the reasons that they want to do this is because of the destruction from the hurricane back in Florida on November the 2nd. Remember that? And it, you know, devastated a lot of Florida. And some of the largest companies that are working there are having trouble finding work. So they have a lot of undocumented migrants working there. So not industries are asking, you know, to speed up the process for them so that they can get the work done that they need. And they have work shortages because you know that Americans here in this country, you know, they don't like to get their hands too dirty, if you know what I'm saying.
So
wouldn't that be nice? They're asking for something before the end of the year. So that within itself is pretty good news. Let's hope that they finally do strike an immigration deal and it's a difference for lots of people. Let's hope for that.
Yeah.
And they're, their goal is before the new year.
Yes, man. Yes, man. Again, before we wrap up, we have 10 minutes left. Big shout out to Josh Smith, who served, was it the Navy? The U.S. Air Force, Josh Smith. You know, he is a serviceman in the Air Force and everything.
Respiratory therapist.
You know, we'll have to give props to everybody who serves in the military, whether Air Force, Marines, Navy, Army. You know, we love you boys and girls who go out there and fight for America, for democracy, for freedom. You know, and yeah, we need to give them the props. We need to give them the benefits, the VA hospitals. We need to, like, you know, put more money in VA hospitals. We need to take care of our veterans by giving them homes, by giving them, you know, an education for, so when they come out of the armed forces, they can get good paying jobs, you know. They deserve everything that is good, kind of sacrifice.
Our veterans do not get what they deserve. I know a few stories of people trying to collect on their benefits, and it's appalling that the system is so red-taped that they have to jump through so many hoops to get some sort of a benefit after they have served their country. It's not fair. You served your country, and you were honorably discharged, and if it was during war, even though, you know, some of course, were not called to Vietnam or World War II, or they were not called, but they were still active in the military in our country. All these service men and women deserve what's just due to them, you know, when they're ill and when they need benefits. But that doesn't happen because of, like I said, the bureaucracy, the red tape, and they try to discourage. They always turn you down the first time, and they do try to discourage you from even trying to collect on the benefits. And it's very sad. It's very sad because a lot of them do come back, and they do have mental issues. You know, they have lots of problems, you know, with PTSD, with post-trauma what is that, post?
PTSD, post-traumatic stress
PTSD.
Disorder.
A lot of them have that, and that needs attention as well. So, yes, our veterans deserve more than what they get. And let's hope that, you know, that that happens someday. I don't know if it ever will. But that's what I say about veterans.
Yes, man. Yes, man. Yeah. Yes, so it's snowing and everything. It's going to get real cold here pretty soon. Supposed to be a snowstorm. So tomorrow, for the New Mexicans that are listening, never make snow angels in the dog park for obvious reasons. Yeah. That's not very, you know, cute. Yeah. Or sanitary. So be careful. So never make snow angels in a dog park. Yeah, you live to regret
that's
it. Perfect. Yeah, I know. I was attempting humor there, but, you know, ew. Yeah.
No, kind of. One last thing. The Supreme Court is going to possibly hear a second case challenging the legality of Biden's administration for his ambitious student relief program. I don't understand why this is such a thorn in the Republican side. Why? Do their children not go to college as well? I mean, do you think that only Democrats are in college debt? I mean, why? You know, we spend billions of dollars on wars and, you know, our budget for war is astronomical, as we all know. But to help some students so they can get on with their lives and add to the world and to our economy and be able to thrive, is something bad all of a sudden?
But, you know, you can't really blame Republicans because, as I said, they're stooped to the bottom of the barrel. There's no bottom for the Republicans, basically. And the people who they're trying to appeal to, they don't have the intelligence or critical thinking knowledge to say, hey, this...
They don't go to college, so you're probably right.
Some go to college. Some goes to college. Some were born rich and some, you know, are just... inbred and stupid people, you know?
Yeah.
And they have the logic where, oh, my grandfather's a Republican, so I'm a Republican. Even though Republicans screwing them, can I make a point before you cut me off?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
I was just going to say, do you think, I was going to ask you a question, do you think that they are doing this so... They're, you know, they are Gen Z, they're millennials, et cetera, to make them upset with Biden and to think about him in a different way.
But it's not Biden's fault. It's not Biden's fault.
But he introduced it. You know, he passed it. He wanted to do this, and now they're trying to stop him. And I know it's not his fault, but you know how people are. They don't see why. They don't see the whys. Like we see the whys of why they're probably, you know, this is why they're probably doing it, to make him look bad. You know, he can't deliver on something that they were all excited about. And millions have already,
and let
us
say at the beginning that, you know, if you have critical thinking skills, you know it's not Biden's fault. It's people like Betsy DeVos and Republicans trying to block them, you know.
Yeah. Well, like I said,
anyway. So time has run out. We thank everybody for listening. We thank everybody for liking, commenting, and sharing on facebook.com/kitchenpolitics123. We'll see you next or this Thursday coming up. We'll take a little Christmas break and then come back in January. When is the break? We'll let you know by Thursday. We'll thank everybody for calling in. You know, this is Kitchen Politics 1, 2, 3. We're not anti-social, but anti-stupid. It was cooking tonight. We had 7 calls and a couple more calls that were too shy to say anything, but we understand. We appreciate the call. New people.
didn't recognize none of the numbers. All right, so we'll see you this Thursday coming up. Once again, the time will be 7:30 p.m. on the West Coast, 9:30 p.m. on the East Coast. I'm David Franklin in New Mexico. Good night, Laurie.
Good night, David. This is Laurie in Michigan. Have a good night. Take care. Bye now.
And happy birthday to Lynn Sprin, who celebrates our birthday today. Good night.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.